We're supporting the man who killed him.
Ray!
I've come down!
I'm bleeding from my body! I'm bleeding all over my bleeding haircut!
I can't believe you people are gonna vote for that schmuck!
I didn't say this. You know where we are.
You killed me on the air!
Ray!
It looks like I think I see Doug Strucker's ship coming out. It's landing on the ground. He's fighting us over there to go inside.
Hey,
all the musicians are getting on the ship. They're on my way over too.
Thank
you, Doug. I'm signing off now. We've got to get out of here.
You know, Dirk?
Yes, Mr. Dixon?
Now you just call me Chigger now, you old lifesaver. I'm really sad about the world being destroyed and all. But I knew when I was born that my lot in life was to be a traveling
destroyed
man.
Destroyed and all.
And with Earth being gone, ain't not for me to do but travel now. Well, I see, I'm just fulfilling the legacy of my life thus far to its fullest extent.
I'm glad you feel that way, Mr. Dixon. Chigger, I mean, because your father, the Danny Keene, is what inspired me to join the space program. After I started losing my mind, I wrote me a couple of tavern songs myself.
Well, now, you all got any of them on tape?
Here, let me call them up on my computer.
Now, you all got any of them on tape?
Liberation.
off to now. They got the good psychologist
and flapjacks.
Hey, snitch, what are you doing?
I'm flying through space, trying to keep track of my other personality. But that personality is keeping track of me. Well, this ship is packed enough without that other guy in my brain sticking pins in me when I daydream.
Happy 72 days.
When it started wide awake, Pub didn't want to hire me, said I needed a bigger sound. Never popped it up my ear and land on the ground. We tried to get along, but even though that's making my life go wrong, Mom called me up one day. He was controlling my body, hear what he said.
Hey, go away.
I want to get along. I want to be a folk duo. I want us to be happy in space. But every time you take control of my consciousness, you stick pins in my arms and legs to start arguments with my friends. Now that's no benevolent way to behave.
What did you say
for that one puppy? Well, you know you ain't got no memory. Well, you know I had a lot. 22 years before that day, and after I created you, well, we got along fine, you know it's true. And all the bad stuff that went down is the result of a worm that's crawling around
inside our brain.
Well, I forgot to let you know that it crawled up my nose when I was in control. Our old fish never pinned me down. Got a mind control and won't let it squirm around.
Well,
I was talking to climb and slide, as we were making our escape. Same problem came his way, but he blew his nose and out it came.
Blew nose, out came.
I let wind float around in space, looking for the nose to habitat. My arms are feeling safe, so I guess we can be on our way.
Happy 72 days. What did you say?
Liberty opens the door to your mind, permits you to experience the whole of human expression. You live out every experience, no matter how bizarre. You create your own brave new world without ever leaving the comfort of your mind.
Is that place with them real good flapjacks?
Yes.
Look at the electric design.
Now that is a very eclectic electric design. I think I will put it on myself. I'll put it in my core. I'll drive home with it on my very own core.
When I look at this in psychedelic terms, and I see that it goes deeper than just conforming to what's gonna sell.
Interesting to mention that, because I'd like to see Bobcat combine with the arranging ability of Manny Gruber, and how great it would be on his next release if he mentioned that the wonderful thing about psi particles is that many scientists believe they contain missing fourth quark, which has fancifully been dubbed charm.
To stop the population from exploding.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think I want to get me a blade again.
I want to get me a flip head! The sun is shining down to velvet skylights, bursting out of Soviet space dot to a warm eyebrow.
I don't get a chance to have some flapjacks. I'd have to sprinkle shiner to hope for no more seeing the main boats for duck pattern. I think I've seen this band. Oh, yeah, I've seen this band before. Yeah, sit down and eat them flapjacks. You're going to blow your mind.
Thank you.
How you might think that song makes you feel a little bit syrupy. Eddie, what do you think of that, Eddie?
I like that one just fine, you know, but like, after that last LSD-induced transformation, Eddie Gold Obvious was destroyed, and I don't regret it a bit. And so I wrote this new song for you about how I am now the Egg of Oblivion.
Thank you. take them from the beyond. Someone's really cute.
Hey, you guys ever heard of an alien radio? You guys ever heard of alien radio?
Hey,
you guys ever heard of alien radio? Flip on the radio. Flip on the radio.
Yeah, check this out.
Flip on the radio.
Yeah, check this out.
Flip on the radio.
Yeah, check this out.
Flip on the radio.
Check this out.
Dad brought my drugs more. Betty stole from my mother. Smoked the blue light back into the vision like no other. Oh no, 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 this is blatant oppression. Media mythology made real. Our worst fears made real. It's a sad thing to see people sell out their rage. We see Marvel Comics nightmares in our sleep. Bigger.
Buckle your seatbelts, we're coming in for a landing.
Jig is up and Riz is out. We're finally landing by that familiar looking building.
So what'd you think of that?
Didn't think I'd play that.
Oh, wait. Oh, you didn't think I'd get away with that, did you? You disgraced me to my whole family. Oh, you ain't getting away with that.
Don't do that.
Now I got to kill you.
No, don't kill me.
I got to destroy
me.
You can't do that. You're going to destroy the whole planet.
Destroy the whole planet.
I got an idea.
Why don't you and I,
we can get married to each other. We can start our own. I mean, you don't even have a... So like, we just go ahead and start. We'll get married. We'll start our own.
You are kind of
cute. I built that. And we fuck you all.
But who are you?
Who am I? Well, I'm your future self.
And your future husband. We're going to start ourselves a very own
family.
And they did get married. And thanks to that, the Earth was saved. And here's the song that he played to himself on their wedding night. May they rest in peace.
Robot God who says invite you over.
Coming right at you one time again, and I got a new song from Texas Bob. It's his new solo single, and he says it was inspired by a space voyage, but between you and me, I think maybe he's been having his head over the rubber cement can a little too long there. But here it goes. It's his new one.
Well, the last thing I remember was flying around in outer space. 'Cause the Earth had been destroyed now. It was the last of human race. I could have swore we'd been a-traveling to a place between the stars, to a rundown little spaceport with flapjacks and steel guitars. Back up on the earth now, and I guess we'll make a day. I think I need to find a chair, it's just another day. And then there's this old country bumpkin who killed a DJ on the air, but then he stopped himself from killing. To go and find me, I'm gonna buy Billy Bobby Sue. 'Cause after all the shit we've been through, bringing back the dead ain't hard to do. But we're back up on the earth now, and I know we say today, yeah. I think I gotta get me a cherished up.
aboard the Earth now. And I'm told to say goodbye. Well, I think I'm gonna find me just a friend.
Just you hold on just a minute there. Now I got something on my mind. Now I understand that we're back on the Earth now, and I understand that that old country bumpkin stopped his prior past self from killing that DJ in the first place. Therefore the Earth didn't get destroyed. And I got all that. Furthermore, that old country bumpkin went off and married his past self, and they started themselves one heck of a beautiful family. I got all that pretty darn good. But the one thing that bothers me, Dirk, is how do we get back in time in the first place?
Okay, well, see, you guys were eating your flapjacks in the spaceport. I went over and traded videotapes of the whole first season of Chips for a brand new time travel device, which I hooked to my spaceship while you guys watched that man. And since I had to trade all of my Chips episodes, let's go back in Earth's early history and have ourselves some fun.